Welcome to Fully Alive. I'm your host, Jordana Meazza, transformation and empowerment coach, entrepreneur and singer-songwriter, and this is the place to find freedom, to discover the truth of who you are, what you want, and how to live the life you want to live, the way you want to live it. If you want tangible, aligned results that get you singing in the rain, then these proven simple tools and motivational talks are all just for you. You found the perfect place to lead your most authentic life. Life is for living, and there is only one way of truly living, and that's being fully alive. Hello, hello, welcome to another episode of Fully Alive. I'm your host, Jordana Meazza. How are you? I know this is unusual. I usually post one episode a week, but this couldn't wait. There was something that came to me, and I felt the need to record it and to come here and talk to you about it. And I tend to come to you with things that I chewed up, things that I processed, things that I learned through experience or through other people, through, you know, my certifications or things like that. But today I come from a very raw place. And that is that I realize that I've been hiding for a long time. Not that of a long time, but since I started this podcast 3 years ago, I knew that I wanted to do a podcast in Spanish, which is my native language. And for some reason, I kept postponing it. It took me like a year to find a name for it because the name Fully Alive in Spanish didn't sound, you know, they didn't kind of hold the same vibration, the same kind of energy. So it took me like a year, year and a half to find a name. And then I did the artwork, and then I registered in Apple, and all that was great. And yet, I didn't record it. I didn't even record the intro, the trailer for it. I didn't do it. And I kept on postponing it and postponing it and postponing it. And last year in July, when I went to Argentina, I felt a resistance. It was just so big. It was frustration. It was not feeling love. You know, I felt anger and disappointment. And that's when I got COVID, and it was, you know, 2 of the 4 weeks I was in bed, like feeling I was going to die. And then when I came back, you know, all the things that I told you about. So it was obvious to me that there was something to process. There was something that was there. And I realized back there and then that I had a lot of resistance towards my country, because I felt the need to leave, even though it's okay. I have friends and family and people I love there. And it's not like they're dying. So it's a struggle, the economy, but it's a beautiful place. And people are really nice there, of course, with the stress, you know, with the inflation, the economy and all that, that is so unstable. It made people feel more stress. And when people are more in survival mode, they really, you really cannot expect for them to come from a place of love, you know, 24/7, just because, you know, they feel the stress of, you know, getting to the end of the month and having bills to pay and what do they do, you know, and also, you know, being on the street with things that have been going on. So I processed that, and I felt at peace with it. And yet, I was not doing the podcast in Spanish. And throughout these 3 years, I realized that there is so much information that doesn't reach there. And many of the people I learn from and people that kind of have a voice similar to mine, but in a different area, that really helps, you know, to grasp, to integrate, to embody the concept of oneness, you know, but from different areas. They don't do, you know, translations in Spanish. Even their books are not translated in Spanish. So I said, well, why am I not doing this? I feel that they need it, and I want to give it to them. And I felt all this confidence, and throughout these years, I talked about in the episode of self-love just now, you know, this past episode, I talked about that, and I talked about how I felt after, you know, the abuses and you know, things that happened in my life, that I felt really disconnected with myself. And I built my confidence again. I learned to look at myself from all these different angles, you know, like I told you, you know, asking myself the questions, like, if I would be my partner, what would I like about me? What would I love about me? What would I find beautiful? What would I find funny or joyful or original or fresh, you know, all these things, and then ask about all the other members, you know. And one other thing that I did, and I think that I shared this with you in another episode a long time ago, it was that I looked at myself in the mirror and I looked in my eyes. And at the beginning, it was just so hard. It was so hard because I could hide myself from everyone, but I couldn't hide from myself. I looked in my eyes in the mirror and I started crying. And it was just, it was really, really hard for me to do that, but I kept on doing it. And what came from it was a huge amount of compassion, huge amount of empathy, of love, of it's okay to feel like shit. Right? It's okay to feel bad. It's okay to have the things, you know, not figured out. It's okay to feel weak. It's okay to feel like you're not able to stand up. You're not able to walk straight. You're not able to think straight. You're not able to be you. You're not able to feel good about being you. And it was a process, and it took me some time, because I was, you know, I was doing, you know, singing and I was performing and things like that, but I didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy being on stage and singing and people, you know, looking at me. I never was this, hey, look at me type of person. I was kind of walking the silent, but I was always the person that talked to people. I was always the person that, you know, found someone in the corner that felt that I felt that the person was feeling alone, you know, the person was feeling kind of out of place, and I would go to them, men, women, children, you know, old, it didn't matter. And I started talking to them and I made them feel good. And you know, actually what happened many times, for example, I went to networking events and I started talking to someone, and then people would come, and then it would be like 7-10 people, you know, talking like a circle, because they were also tired of all this networking thing, you know, this, okay, I meet you, you serve me, you don't serve me, you know, I'll just keep going. So because I didn't kind of align with that, I've always wanted to create relationships and talk to people. So all throughout that, I saw myself in so many different ways. And I realized this thing about, you know, preferences and about taste and about, you know, I did a whole episode I think it's the identity episode. I don't know. I don't know. I will look for it and I will put it in the show notes. Where I say, you know, identity is not your wounds, identity is not your behaviors, you know, all these things. Yeah, I'm sure it is the identity one. So it is that one. I'm going to put in the show notes which number it is, because I don't remember. The thing is, I am so good at seeing things in other people, like everyone else. And that is easier to see, you know, in someone else. But I also am really good at seeing things in me. And I knew that there was something going on because I pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. And even though in these 6 months or, 5 months that I haven't been posting in this episode, in this podcast, yes, I felt really bad. And yes, I had this thing with, you know, with my heart and with, you know, my lungs and, you know, agitating and all those things. And my head was really foggy and I really couldn't think properly. But in any case, you know, the podcast was growing so much. And at some point, it felt too much. It felt, I don't know. And I started with all these excuses. So yeah, fact, but excuses as well, right? So let me rephrase. Facts and excuses. And today, just now, I was having a shower. Like, showers are amazing, right? To realize things. And I was having a shower and I said, well, just stop hiding. Like, just do it. Just do it. Start the podcast in Spanish. They need it. You need it. You want to do it. You really want to do it. What are you afraid of? And what came to me was, well, when I speak in a language that is not mine, I feel like I have this shield, right? I don't know why. I don't know why. But when I speak in Spanish, I am kind of defenseless, you know, I'm kind of... So it's me. I'm speaking like my honest truth here. And there are so many more people that know me, you know, that speak Spanish in my country. And even though I say I don't care about what people say, because I realize that that is their taste, that is their preferences, right? Those are their preferences. And I understand it. And I understand not only in my head, I really understand it in my heart. Like 10, 15 years, 20 years ago, it would be too much. It would be like, I would feel it personal and I would feel that I had to change. But now I understand it and I know it's a different thing. But still, I didn't want to expose myself to the people that I care about. And I realized they really don't know what I do. So explain, they know, it's not like they don't know, but they don't have the whole thing. They know what I told them. They know what they saw, you know, from my website or from, you know, this podcast, if for the people that understand English, but it's not like they have the whole picture. And I don't know what is it. I don't know if I feel like they burn me at the stake, you know, in some other life because of my, you know, talking about life and spirits and, you know, things like that. I really don't know what is it. But in any case, I want to be fully me everywhere, not just in the places that I feel comfortable. And, you know, some time ago, I heard someone says people do uncomfortable things that they don't feel super, super duper uncomfortable doing. So they do the uncomfortable things that they are kind of at the surface, but they don't know what is really, really deep uncomfortable in them. They just kind of hide that. They don't say those things. And because I honor myself and I honor the truth and I honor... And when I say the truth, I mean my truth. I mean what I believe is true for me. And what I believe, it really helps the world. If we are true to ourselves, then we allow others to do the same without thinking. And again, it happened the other day with my daughter and one of her friends. She said something and about one of them, honest, you know, with all of them there. And one of them just came to her later on and said, yeah, I don't really like that either. And it was the first time that this other girl would say something like it. It was like she didn't feel like she could say something like that. And by my daughter saying something, then she felt, oh, wait, maybe I can say something too. So we may not realize it, but we help others become more and more of who they are by being who we are. So honoring who I am and honoring what I say and honoring what I believe to be true is that I wanted to ask you if there is something that you are hiding from. If there is something that you've known for quite some time that your soul is asking, that your life is asking, that you are asking, and that for some reason you're postponing it. And I wanted to ask you if there is one thing you can do this week. Because this is my promise. I promise you that this week, until next week, right? So a full 7 days, maybe less, I will do the trailer and the first episode of my podcast in Spanish. So that is my promise. And I want you to keep me accountable. But anyway, and again, if you want me to be accountable, to keep you accountable with whatever you need to break through, and I mean it, to break through, to break free from whatever. And it could be silly, right? Like, it could be something so silly, like not doing something that you know is there. Like, I have this podcast, I have 80 episodes on this podcast, and my message is always my message, so it doesn't matter what I talk about. The message is always there. I always talk about oneness. I always talk about honoring, you know, life, honoring, you know, you, honoring, you know, your emotions, honoring your needs. Like, it's there. It's all the time. In any and every episode. So I have all that material there if I want to even just translate it and do it. And still not do it. So that's my promise to you. And I want to ask you if there is something that you want to promise yourself that you are going to do this week. And again, if you want me to keep you accountable, just send me a message, or you can go to Instagram. I am not posting yet, but I'm going to start posting soon. I want to get this podcast in Spanish out of the way so I don't have any other excuses, like I don't have time, you know, things like that. But you can go there to Instagram and send me a DM. So whatever is easier for you. And let's do it together. Yeah? Let's do it. Ah! You know, it's just so ridiculous. It's my language. Like, what's the issue with it? And I have friends and I have people that love me, that want to know, you know, can you please do the podcast in Spanish? I really want to listen to it. And yeah, for some reason, I was, and I may be still, afraid of what they think, of what they do. And that's silly, because I love who I am. I truly love who I am. And I know that what I do helps people, and I know that what I do will help them. So, well, that's my promise to you. So I hope this episode was helpful for you, that it came to you in the perfect time, that there was something there kind of simmering, and that you were kind of feeling, and now this is your sign. This is your sign. There is no more hiding. So anyway, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I am here for you. You know that I am. You know that I am. Send me an email. Send me a DM. Whatever you want. I'm here. And let's do it together. Okay? So until next week. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.